A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 4th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Apparently, it's February 4th, 2015. Yes.
Thank you for the correction.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I'm Gibbs Dube.
And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about cancer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202, I'll take that number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Chirwere ichi kutanga kwacho handina kuziva kuti ikenza. Pakatanga paine kalambu pazamu. Ndaingogona kufila kuti mune kanhu kare mukati kanomudzika kuti gudugudu mukati.
There's a range of signs and symptoms. Some, it may not be cancer at all, but it's important to get a child checked out. Very important if you see a white in the eye of a child, very important to take them to your nearest healthcare facility, clinic, hospital. Other symptoms can be personality change, unexplained bruises, fatigue, and paleness to the skin, lumps and bumps, etc.
There's also a number of cancer, familial, as in the families, because they are linked to genetic defects in the corner of family. So there are certain types of cancers that will come from grandfather to grandmother and to children and great grandchildren and so forth. So those are what we have to do, but you are at risk of getting those treatments. When you go to Uvira Wakona, you go to Parame early, you go to Ibonayo, Utolusizo early, so that you tell Unyangwa early.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about cancer.
Zimbabwe and the international community today commemorated World Cancer Day for 2015 with campaigns to increase awareness and risk reduction of the terminal disease. Yearly, February 4th is dedicated to raising awareness of cancer and encouraging its prevention, detection, and treatment.
Cancers are among the leading causes of death worldwide, with approximately 14 million new cases and 8.2 million cancer-related deaths in 2012. But thanks to breakthrough in research and treatment, cancer survival rates have doubled in the last 40 years.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Mm-hmm. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
kujana mfoyt. Wonguka hama zadiwa nasi izwa reku cherecheza chirwere che gomarara kana kuti che kenza. Apo pasirose rino batana. Mukukurudzira kuti vanhu vange vaine ruzivo nezvechirwere chegomarara. Chirwere ichi chikakurumidza kuonekwa naana mazvikokota kana kuti naana chiremba chinokwanisa kuti chinge chichirapika, asi kana chikaera chakomba zvinenge zvinoti netsei. Nekudaro nhasi tira kuti tinge tichiita dzidziso iyoyi yekuti vanhu vazivewo nezvechirwere chegomarara, icho chanetsa zvikuru munyika dzakawanda. Gibbs.
Yabakambe mtuwakazi kandava, zulu kandava, lichona njani kuna hampo lapelikona. Tinangapa lo blessing kaisi ya pila, simile kwa makama. Ye, utaba eskoka ngalo la mtanje. Sikuluma ngomkosi wogu kankasela uguti kungochwe umkutanwe mfukuzani. Ila ngaleli kutuwa yi World Cancer Day. Sia kwa zikutike ngonchola anja, nga usiti mtlakapfo kwenzwa uyonki imyaga. So ke okulwisana lakho lapha ukuthi nxa ukuthi ucabangela ukuthi ule cancer kwamele ukuthi uyebona udokotela kusemasinyane ukuze tubekwe lapha phela usile. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi ke bayacabangela phela ingcwedi bathi kukhanya zani abantu abayi 14 million bajale ukuthi babe kuthiwa kule bane cancer and khonapho ke ngabe kukhangelwa kulabantu abayi 8.2 million ababulawa umkhuhlane lowo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lowo ngo-2012 so ke kukhanya ngazani ke kodwa lapho abakhanya besenza ukuthiwa i-research sebebona ukuthi hayi i-cancer iyelapheka njalo ke kuqhubekela phambili ukuthi bekuphande khonokho ukuthi bebona ukuthi kungaphetha ngani ye so ke ngenani kuhlelo kunamanje sixoxeni zulukandaba nasi inombolo lifone kanye cellphone lakhona ngapho inombolo zithi 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
For those of you who are just joining us, of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about cancer. Of course, the Zimbabwe Cancer Registry says that the most common cancers among black men indicate that Kaposi sarcoma incidents are at 20.3% and declining in a trend that oncologists say would be largely due to the introduction of life prolonging drugs such as ARVs, which have slowed down HIV and AIDS deaths. And of course, in addition, statistics among black men show that the cancer, the incidence of cancer of the prostate are at 15.5%, non-Hodgkin lymphoma is at 8.9%, esophagus 5.7%, eye cancer 5%, liver cancer 4.7%, non-melanoma of skin cancer 4.5%, stomach cancer 3.6%, lung cancer 3%, and 2.3% for colon cancer. This is Gibbs is from the Zimbabwe Cancer Registry. Of course, these statistics are from last year, that is 2014. I think from what we are reading, there is indeed need for an awareness campaign, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So it appears as if the World Health Organization Blessings has actually launched what is called a global cancer country profile kind of issue on cancer. So at the end of the day, they are trying to say all the communicable diseases should be tackled in certain ways. So Zimbabwe is one of the countries that has got some high statistics in terms of cancer blessing. But it appears as if, you know, the problem that is there is on getting access to medication. And many of these cancer survivors always say they spend a lot of money trying to, you know, get some treatment. So today, we actually, Blessing, we ran a story. You know, there is a person in Manicaland who said, you know, he spent a lot of money, you know, going for chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, there is a family, the Mtezo family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. Munacho Mtezo, mm-hmm. was the deputy energy minister.
Mm-hmm.
He actually donated some money to the gentleman, Nyakunike.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, the family was so happy because whenever you're afflicted by this kind of disease, you tend to lose a lot of, you know, your savings.
Mm-hmm.
You lose in terms of working hours,
mm-hmm.
all those kind of issues. And families struggle, really,
mm-hmm.
when they've got such kind of disease at home.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that incident, you were saying that he has breast cancer.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
People tend to think that breast cancer is only it can only affect women, even
right.
men.
Yes.
You know, so it is important that people know about this disease. Of course,
yes.
There's a statement here, Gibbs, from the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe. And of course, they are saying that they are joining the international community in commemorating World Cancer Day. And they are saying this year's commemoration is done under the following four overarching themes. The first one is healthy life choices.
Mm.
And they say empowering people to make health life choices and reduce the social and environmental risk factors for cancer. A reduction in tobacco consumption. Kupita fojika. Kunofanira kudzikiswa kana vanhu vasikada kuita cancer, unhealthy diet, alcohol intake doroiri, obesity, vanhu vanofanira kulose weight, and also obesity and cancer-causing infections and other known risk factors will significantly reduce cancer incidences. And they say about 50% of the most common cancers can be prevented through reducing alcohol consumption, healthier diets, and improved physical activity, and avoiding smoking. Saka vanhu vanofanira kupota vachimboenda kuno manya manya kuti vagwinyise mwiri. Of course, they also talk about early detection. Ensuring availability of services for early detection of cancer significantly reduces the national cancer burden. Early detection not only improves the cancer treatment outcome, but also reduces the treatment costs. Saka vanofanira kuti varambe vakangwarira ukangofungidzira kuti waita chibundu chausinganzwisise ibva waenda kuna ana chiremba madzimai anenge achizvibata bata mazamu kuona kuti hamuna zvinhu zvakazvimba here nevarume zvimwe chetezvo kana paine mapundu amusirunzwisisa pamwiri zvakakosha kuti muende kunoona vana chiremba nekuti chirwere chegomarara chinokwanisa kuti chinge chichirapwa vari kutaurawo ne treatment for all under-resourced health systems and lack of social protection in developing countries widens the gap in access to cancer services. And they are also saying vulnerable populations, including women and children, face barriers to access early diagnosis and treatment of cancer. In Zimbabwe, those who are not covered with medical aid services find it difficult to readily access cancer services, and some of them end up resorting to unproven herbal remedies. Varikunziva mwasina ma health insurance vanopesera vakuenda kunganga nezvimwe zvakadaro daro vachienda kunoedza edza mishonga inogona kuti zvirwere zvacho chirwere chirambe chichikomba. Ndo rimwe dambudziko riripo. Quality of life, ndozvimwe zviri kutariswa vari kuti paying attention to the emotional, mental, and physical well-being maximize the quality of life for the cancer patients, their families, and caregivers. Stigma and discrimination against cancer patients is still high. Kuti munhu kana atanga kuita cancer kazhinji anotanga kuonda. Vari kuti ivo pane vamwe vanhu vanenge vachiseka vanhu vakadaro kuvatarisira pasi nyaya idzodzo vari kuti dzichiri kuitika. And they are also saying it is this of course optimism, yes we can philosophy, that can enable our nation to win the battle against cancer. That there is from the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, Gibbs.
And according to the World Health Organization, blessing among men, the five most common sites of cancer diagnosed in 2012 were lung, prostate, colorectal, stomach, and liver cancer. So this is according to the WHO, right? So then among women, the five most common sites diagnosed were breast, colorectum, lung, cervix, and stomach cancer. And then the WHO also adds that, like what you're saying, tobacco. Says tobacco use is the most important risk factor for cancer, causing around 20% of global cancer deaths and around 70% of global lung cancer deaths. And finally, it further says it is expected that annual cancer cases will rise from 14 million in 2012 to 22 million within the next 2 decades.
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Dr. Brighton Chireka. He's a general practitioner in Folkestone, Kent, that is in England, Britain, some might want to call it. Dr. Chireka, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
Gibbs, maybe you can fire away.
Yes, whenever somebody says Britain, what do you think of? London,
yes.
Dr. Chireka, tell us, we know that most people want to know exactly what cancer is all about. Can you give us your kind of, rundown of the symptoms and all those kind of things?
Okay, yeah. I think, thank you very much for arranging this. Today is the World Cancer Day. And as you, Blessing, was saying, you've just actually mentioned a lot of things that we are trying to raise the awareness. Well, as cancer, we know that it begins in the cells. And then what are cells? Cells are the basic units of the body of life. So what happens is that our bodies are made up of many types of cells. And these cells, they grow and divide in a controlled way. and then they are needed to keep us in our body in a healthy way. And then when these cells becomes old or damaged, they die and are replaced with new ones. And this process occurs in an orderly manner. But then it's controlled by what is called the DNA, and then to control this whole process. But what normally happens that in cancer, this process is disturbed, and then these cells, they do not die. They continue to grow and make more cells and make more cells. These extra cells will form a mass, will form a swelling, which is called a tumor. And then these cancerous cells can invade and destroy the surrounding tissue. For example, if it starts in a prostate, it can go to the bone, to the liver, to the lungs. If it starts in the breast, it can go into the armpit, and go to the lungs and go to the brain. When we now talk about early detection, what we are saying that if you find a lump in your breast, you need to go to your doctor. But if you delay, that lump can move, the cancer cells can move from there to the lungs and to the what you call to the brain. This process is called metastasis. When cancer has metastasized, when cancer has moved to other parts of the body, the chance of surviving is slim. That's why you find out some people just fear when they hear of cancer. It's because many of our people, they present very late. When they present very late, they die quickly, and then people think cancer can always kill people. But no, if you do early detection and get treated, there's a high chance of being seen. Mostly, the cancer that has not moved to other areas can be treated and can be cured. That is the message that we need to let everyone know, that cancer, we can beat it. It's not beyond our control. It can be cured, but we need to do our part. What is it that we need to do? We need to present early to our doctors. The other thing is that before we even worry about having cancer, health lifestyle is the best defense against cancer. I will repeat this. Healthy lifestyle is the best defense against cancer.
Thank you, Dr. Chireka.
Can
quickly translate, maybe?
Uwe kuluma lapa ke udokotela omkhulu, udokotela ke uChireka sithi ikensa ye ilakukuthi yelapheke. Nxa uhamba masinya uye kudokotela, uyakwanisa ukuthi udokotela akubambabambe abonti lapho ngani sokune kensa khona kungaphi. So besithi ke ikensa nxa ukuthi uyikhangele kuyabe ungazani ngamathumba abe mila lapha nalapha, kodwa ungayekelela elokhu ekukhulakhula agcine ngena umzimba wonke. Inko uzokuthiwa-ke ikensa igcina simetastasize, sihambe iyabe singene emzimbeni wonke. So-ke uthi-ke ukuthi kunqabelwe khonokho umuntu kumele abone udokotela masinya, abone udokotela masinya, then sokulungiswa khonokho. So-ke uthi kodwa okumele abantu bekuqakathekise kakhulu yikuthi kumele badle kuhle. Ukudla impande yomzimba ngokutsho kwakhe.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about cancer. And our first guest, of course, is Dr. Brighton Chireka. Dr. Chireka also is a columnist on newzimbabwe.com. He writes very interesting articles, Gibbs, and I think we'll convince him to contribute those articles on our page as well, because they are really, really beneficial.
He has already confirmed.
So ask him to do the same. We can contribute those health articles. Dr. Chireka, tiri kutaura nezvechirwere chegomarara. Vanhu vangaite sei kuti vakwanise kuziva kuti pada vanenge va ita chirwere chegomarara, zvii zvavangaatarisa?
Chirwere chegomarara chinouya nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana. Zvinoenderana nemutezo unenge wa noti gomarara rinobata eni nhengo yemiri yedu inogona kungobatwa. Kana riri zamu, zamu tukazhinji kazhinji hariwanzo tinowana bundu. Saka bundu rese tinongoti kumunhu wese kwaona bundu, enda kunoona dokita. Hazirevi kuti bundu rese inhuta kana kuti kensa ayo. Asi tinongoti munhu wese inonoona dokita. Totarisa pakensa inogona kuita mapapu edu, zvoti munhu wese ari kukosora for masvondo matatu unoona chiremba ukaona uchipera uchiruza weight kuti urungopera miri unofanira kunoona chiremba uvaona kuti sei uri kupera miri wako ukaona uchirutsa ropa unofanira kunoona ana chiremba kuti sei uri kurutsa ropa ukaona uchiita tsvina neropa unofanira kunoona ana chiremba kuti sei uri kuita tsvina neropa ukaona dumbu rakazvimba unofanira kunoona kuti chii chiri kuitika zvinhu izvozvo ndo zvokuti haufanira kutomboverengera enda unoona chiremba asi meseji yandotaura ndeyekuti musafunga kuti zvandataura izvi munesanazvo yatonhuta aiwa asi zvinhu zvatinoziva zvekuti chii zvinhu izvozvi izvi ndo mamwe matangiro anoita cancer saka isusu kuti tikwanise kudzivirira tinongo kuti munhu wese anenge aine ari kunzwa zvakadaro ngaaende anoota se anoonekwa kana munhu ari kunzwa achitadza kumedza chikafu kwete zvekurwadzwa pahuro pazvekuti chikafu chiri kuita se chikutadza kusvika mudumbu achikwanisa kufamba anofanira kunoona ana chiremba kuti vaona kuti ingori infection here kana kuti pane zviri kuita nokuti pane cancer yefood pipe yeesophagus iri kuuraya vanhu zvakanyanya nokuti vanhu vari kunonoka kuenda kunoonekwa saka ndo zvinhu zviripo asi nyaya huru iripo yandotaura ndeyekuti pane zvinhu zvasingakwanise kuti tikwanise kuzvichinja zvakafanira nekuti kana mufamiri menyu muine cancer kana kuti wachemberawo unogona kubata chirwere chipo asi chatinoziva ndechekuti pane zvatinokwanisa kuita ndezvipi zvatinokwanisa kuita madyiro nezvinhu zvatinodya ndo zvinoda kuzvigadziriswa tinofanira kuona kuti hatinwe doro tarega kuputa fodya hatiuya rohwa nezuva zvakanyanyisa but kuvatema zvedu tinogona kuprotekta but vazhinji ngatingwarirei kuti maskin cancer ari very common kune vechirungu asi isusu vatemawo ngatingwarireo kuti tisanyorohwa nezuva zvakanyanya not tinoutao skin cancer asi skin cancer kuvatema haizi big problem and also tinofanira kuona kuti hatisi kuita miri yakanyanya kuita overweight obese makare edu taikwanisa kufamba kuenda kuchikoro 2 kilometers 3 kilometers tichiita kumunda tichishanda asi nemazuva ano neyakauya good living vamwe taakungofamba nemota taakungodya zvinhu zviri zviprocessed foods zvese izvozvi zvaakutikonzera kuti tiite miri yakakurisa asi chinhu chinofanira kuti zvikanwa nevanhu chekuti miri yakakurisa obesity inokonzera iri associated inokonzera kuti munhu uite bowel cancer cancer yemudumbu nepancreas cancer cancer yegland inobatsira kuproducer hormone inonzi insulin yekuti kana isingashandiyo unoita diabetes unogona kuita cancer yepancreas unogona kuita breast cancer unogona kuita food pipe cancer which is esophagus ndokunge taita miri yakakurisa saka zvichireva kuti tikakwanisa kuredusa weit yedu tikakwanisa kukwanisa kugadzirisa iyo muremu hwedu tinoona kuti tinoredusa zvakawandisa saka tiri kuti health style living is the best solution magariro nemaitiro nemadyiro atinoita zvinokwanisira kuti tikwanise kudzivirira zvirwere izvi saka meseji ndeyekuti ngatidye zvakanaka tikangoona pachatisinganzwisise ngationi ana chiremba
aiwa tinotenda Dr. Chireka rambai zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs
ye okunyoka ye ngudokotera lapha uti ungabona ule gazi nxa usiya ngaphandle uyazi ukuthi ungabe sule nkinga sokumele ubone udokotela uphinde ti njalo ke nxa ukuthi isisu sakho singani sikhukhumala okungamiyo hambe bona udokotela njalo nje kodwa ke uthi ye abantu bayenelisa ukuthi bayenze okuningi sibile kwenza ukuthi banqabele umkhuhlane lowo okunye kwangikhona nanku uthi ke nxa lisenelisa linganathi utshwala utshwala siyakwazi ukuthi aluphambanisi kuphela ukuthi ungadakwa phela sutshaya itoyitoyi suseza lezinye izinto hhayi uthi kuyalimaza umzimba bese kubuya ke lokubhema uthi ukubhema lingahotshi kangako lingahotsha kakhulu phela liyagcina lile cancer aphinde njalo ethi nxa sukhangela imizimba yabantu akumelanga abantu babe lo mzimba inkalakatha lwana ukuthi wenziwa yikudla kuphela sukubonga uba ngumuntu nje so okuthiwa yi-obesity lokuyana so uthi hhayi ke nxa unganisusiba njalo sokumele ukuthi u-exercise uthi kudala ke blessing abantu babe hamba yazi umuntu ahambe ezethi ya kodwa these days uzokuthiwa ke ublessing udrive esuka lapho walapho wasuka futhi so akula exercise so uthi khonokho kuyafunakala ukuthi abantu be-exercise waphinda futhi wakhuluma ngokuthi ke ukudla okudliwayo lokhu kulalokho kuthiwa ngama-processed foods amathinti la eliwathandayo kuzokubuya la khona kuyanamabhega yenu la eliwathandayo ngama-sandwich uthiwani sangweje khonokho ukuthi kuyahlupha khonokho so ke singazi ukuthi kumbe udokotela uyakuthi abantu badle i-natural foods kumbe benzeni
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about cancer. And our guest this evening is Dr. Brighton Chireka. He's also a columnist on newzimbabwe.com. He writes very interesting articles that are a must read. And of course, tomorrow we are continuing with this program, with this discussion rather on cancer, that is on the Women's Forum,
yes.
Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
We also have people who have contributed on WhatsApp. The CIFAS, who says the World Health Organization must offer free treatment for cancer like HIV, AIDS. Then Patricia says, well, it is a good idea to educate people about HIV, AIDS. People should be educated about cancers such as cervix cancer, which is now prevalent in young women. The high frequency of HPV, human papilloma virus, which is transmitted sexually, should be given attention to. With international superstars like actor Michael Douglas going on air, testifying that oral sex resulted in him catching HPV, which resulted in him having throat cancer. People need to be made aware of the dangers of oral sex. The sudden increase in colon cancer due to fatty diets and preserved meats that have now hit the shelves of most shops should also be made readily available to the public. People have heard of breast cancer and prostate cancer, but people still have many myths about colon cancer, cervix cancer, and even throat cancer. Well, well researched there by patients. Tinemterere wedu kutanga Mkoma Donald. Mkoma Donald, magadi.
Magadi.
Aiwa tiripo nhasi tiri kutaura nezvechirwere chegomarara kana kuti cancer. Kana muine mubvunzo kana muchida kuwedzerawo.
Ndingatova hangu nemubvunzo Mukoma Blessing.
Ndinoti
Dr. Chireka vati nyatsoti tsananguriyawo hawo.
Ndewe kuti mubvunzo.
Mona ina hangu mubvunzo wangu ndinawo ndokuti cancer iyi inonyatsokuonekwa sei kuti cancer utoti wega munhu utoti ungazoona sei kuti chinhu chigere chiri chinoita chicancer. Toti hausati waisati yaisakabva kukomba zvaya zvekuti yakuzoenda kuzvipatara kungosuspekta tata unoona sei kuti icancer bozitao hazvi zvakasiyana siyana zvakawanda zvimwe zvikafu vamwe vanoti kwai hee ukastretcha juice card yoyaadhati ndichiri inenge iri pajuice card vamwe vanoti ndinokozokonzera cancer zvangowandawanda zvimwe zvongotaukwataukwa saka tiyazivi kuti chokwadi ndechipi nema ndezviti
Dr. Chireka mukapindura here Mukoma Donald vari kuti vangade kuziva kuti ndezvipi zvimwe zvingakonzera kana kuti zvekuti munhu angaone kuti ane cancer.
Mbvunzo makadii Mukoma Donald? Mbvunzo yenyu wakanaka
chaizvo. Ndofara dokita makadiko?
Tiripo kurusei kumusha.
kumusha gache kunotamba Mukoma.
Aiwa tinotenda. Ya, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti zvinongodhipenda nekuti cancer yatotaura ndeiripi. Ngatitorei semufananidzo cancer yemadzimai inonzi cervical cancer. Vanozviona sei kuti vanayo. Icancer inonetsa kuona saka pachitwa inonzi screening saka kune maprograms ekuti saka muchiona kaiko kuzimbabwe vari kutaura kuti munhu wese wechidzimai anofanira kuinge achienda kumakirinika achinotestwa kuti hapana here masaini cancer iyoyi asi masymptoms anoonekwa nemadzimai ndeyekuti vanogona kuona kuti pese pavanosangana nemadzibaba avo vanenge vachidzidza.
Dr. Chireka, regai ndimbokubati muromo murambe muri parunhare. Tiri kudzoka kwamuri naMukoma Donald. Rambai muri parunhare. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is that we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.